Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Indeed.
Welcome, Casper from Fuzz Club.
Thank you.
Kia ora, bro. Welcome to New Zealand. You've been here for a little while now, and you're planning on settling in.
I am indeed. Yeah.
Fair enough.
We've trapped you. You've married a New Zealander, and
but you mean we locked the door and like breaking the key off or something? Yeah.
Now, we sort of know you. We're big fans of the whole Austin Psych Fest scene. And all the music that sort of surrounds the Black Angels and A Place to Bury Strangers. And I guess it's kind of a vast scene, but there is a common thread running through it. And a lot of the releases on your record label are sort of part of that scene.
Yeah, so, I think Austin Psych Fest, that's where it all started, you know, with this modern psych scene. And like Fuzz Club, the label wouldn't have existed if it wasn't for Black Angels. And obviously, Austin Psych Fest, because that's Black Angels as well. So,
how did it all kick off for you?
You're from Norway.
We've got to start.
Let's start at the beginning. You're from Norway.
I'm from Norway. Yeah. Well, I ended up buying Christian Blend's guitar on eBay.
Yeah. He does great solo stuff as well with the Christian Blend and the Revelators.
Yeah,
I love that.
We're
stuff.
Actually thinking of doing a session with them. So
fantastic.
Maybe in the next few months. Yeah, bought that. Decided to go to Austin.
What was it? Like a hollow body something or other?
It was like an old semi-acoustic Gretsch copy thing. It wasn't anything special. But it sounded great. Anyways, bought that, went to Austin, had a great time, decided to start a label on the way back, and on the plane back, put together a compilation, The Reverb Conspiracy, and the rest is history, as they say. Yeah.
Right on. Ground zero. Done.
Yeah.
So you moved from Norway to the UK.
Yeah.
The Fuzz Club sessions I've seen have all been at the UK.
Yeah, so I moved to the UK within the first year after starting the label. Mm-hmm. It was quite funny because have you heard about Bad Vibration? It's a promoter and probably the best promoter in London.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we did a festival together in a tiny place, the Shackle Arms.
So what time are we talking here?
This must have been in 2013.
Right.
Yeah. So we just went for it, and we were 20 people sleeping on the floor in his living room.
And my style, all right.
And my wife was actually his roommate, and she lived upstairs.
Right.
So I stayed there, slept on the floor for 5 days, and then eventually met my wife. and here I am.
Sweet.
Now, this is a guest selection feature, and we just thought it'd be great for you to play a couple of Fuzz Club artists for us.
Yeah, thanks. So I thought I'd kick off with The Sound of London for me. The late, early hours, maybe.
Fair enough.
10,000 Russos,
yep.
Us versus Us.
We'll be right back.
As you can tell, and Casper has informed us that the song will go on for quite a while. There's a text of vibing. I'm sure a few people are vibing out. It's that kind of stuff, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
This is 10,000 Rousseaus, all the way from
Portugal.
Portugal. Yeah. Never been.
Here it's great.
Is that the place where they went ham on freeing all the drugs? Or is it Uruguay? Yeah. Portugal?
Yeah. Fuck, well, you know what? I don't know, because I went to a festival there, and my taxi driver, we got stopped, and I had to strip all my clothes, so didn't feel like they legalized everything.
Okay, all right, that's good. And first-hand anecdotal situation there. Don't go mental in Portugal, guys.
Basically, work out and get a good tan, because you're probably going to have to take all your clothes off at some point.
Somebody's booking their ticket, like, man, when this COVID shit's over, I'm going to wear an ecstasy necklace. It's going to be fucking great.
Now, Casper from Fuzz Club, what's next? What's the next song you've got lined up?
The next one, ironically, it's called We Are Drugs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Back to Portugal.
This was written in Portugal. It's from an Italian band called Throw Them Bones.
Throw Them Bones?
Do you know them?
Yeah, yeah. No, I just was making sure that's what it was.
Yeah. They are you know, this is a tough one to say, but I think they're my favorite band.
You can say that.
Yeah.
It's,
you can say
that. It's like choosing between your children.
It's a safe space.
We can bleep that out later on.
Sadly, one of them died last year. But the band is still going. Mm. So they have got two new members, and a new album is on the way. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to play it?
I reckon, yes. Go for it. I have no idea what I'm about to hear, but if you say it's good, it's probably going to be good.
drugs. We are drugs.
Not sure what Throwdown Bones was saying at the end there. I think maybe it was we want drugs.
We are like drugs.
You can play it backwards. It probably says something else.
Smoke weed every day.
That was a Fuzz Club selection. We've got Casper from Fuzz Club in the room right now. He's got a computer with Fuzz Club over the Apple sign. Definitely.
Yeah, you can get a sticker here.
It's the right guy. It's the right guy. Thanks, bro.
I know where I've got a Fuzz Club sticker on my record crate at home.
There's one on the door now, which is great. Fantastic.
Yeah. Cool.
He's organized. What's next? What's the next song you're going to select for us this evening, Casper from Fuzz Club?
My wife said I had to play some not so drugged out.
Right.
So I'm going to play a love song next. Is this Underground Youth with Heart on a Chain?
Love is a drug, though, guys.
Yeah, that's so.
Careful
with your
love.
Here we go.
That was the Underground Youth.
Now, Casper from Fuzz Club, we were sort of talking about you're hoping to get a live session with Les Big Bird. Is it? Do you know if it's Les Big Bird or Les Big Bird?
I want to say Les.
Les Big Bird.
Chuck it away. Like chuck the alias away.
Yeah.
Like Les Miserables, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming so. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about Les Miserables. I'm using that as a...
Now, your live sessions that happen in London, tell us about that studio and how you go about selecting who you want to play one of these live sessions.
So, a friend of mine just took me to this place, his warehouse, and somewhere.
Like a good friend, eh? It's a great story.
Great story.
Follow me!
My friend took me to his warehouse.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just walked in. And I have a thing for vintage gear.
Fair enough. You know?
And I just walked in and I was just hit with this, you know, Neve console.
Oh, wow.
And there was this big tank. There was apparently this reverb plate thing that Pink Floyd used.
Yo.
Some crazy shit.
Like a huge, looks like a bed frame, but with a massive sheet of metal in it.
Yeah, exactly. And awesome. You hit it and it's like...
Yeah, yeah. They're so rad. They've got transducers on like different pieces of this massive piece of sheet metal that pick up the reverberation. That's like one of the earlier forms of... It's kind of like Beach Boys era plate reverb. Yeah. Like, that's a good example.
I mean, we could do a special on that.
We could.
Maybe next week. But...
We could.
Anyways, met the guy, Mike, who runs the studio. Great guy. Only thing, he talks really loud. It's a, you know, I don't know.
I'm around a lot of music.
Exactly. But he is great. Yeah, really, yeah, really good guy. And we just decided to do something cool together. You know, we had a few drinks and yeah, let's do it. And we managed to get Nightbeats to do a session. Which, you know, they were quite big, you know, they were on Heavenly, sold probably more records by themselves than we do, you know,
right?
All the bands, anyways. Managed to get them, and yeah, just kind of took it from there, really. And we've been able to do some great sessions, you know. And
do you have a favorite session?
That's kind of mean. That's a little bit mean.
No,
to do that.
Yeah.
What about all the people that don't get a mention?
Well, he told us his favorite band before.
Tell us your least favorite session as well. That's only fair.
That would be the most expensive one that didn't sell.
Yeah. Well, it's more expensive. You just see there's a Neve desk there. So.
Well, actually, we've done a few that will never come out.
Wow.
So okay.
Because of the band won't let them come out.
Yeah.
Wow. Buzzy. They'll come around. They'll come around.
Dicks. Rat dicks.
Yeah.
Now the favorite one must be A Place for Strangers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
So compelling.
Such a powerful live band, man.
Oh,
holy shit.
Man, you know what? We just that studio is like, I think, like 5x10.
Oh, can we just say, we've had A Place for Strangers play in the lounge.
Yeah. Oh.
That session's actually lost in the ether as well. We need to find that.
Oh, no, man.
I've got the audio. Oh, okay. We need to get the video. It was videoed and everything.
Oh, wow.
Playing like crummy New Zealand amps like this big as well. But
playing all that gear in
somehow sounded absolutely massive.
Oh, man. It's funny that we talked about this because I have A Place for Strangers track lined up.
Okay.
Should we just kick it off?
Yeah, for sure, man.
This one is just goes straight in there. So. You ready?
Breathe!
1, 2, 3.
On three? Or
we'll be right back.
The Mighty, A Place to Bury Strangers, right there. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Just
how do you follow
mics?
That?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a big old little band, that one. Such a, and of course, I have to shout out Oliver's pedal brand.
Death by Audio.
He's such a wizard.
Yeah. A nice guy as well.
Yeah, yeah. Such the nicest band. Like,
yeah.
For making such gnarly music. Yeah.
So friendly. He's so friendly, Oliver.
Should ask if he can give you a pedal.
Yeah.
How friendly are you?
I got him to sign my Supersonic Fuzz Gun.
I bet you.
It's one of like my earliest pedals. I was fucking gassed. Everyone's like, man, I've got to get one of these. And I brought it in and he signed it. It was quite cute. Just a cute little moment.
Yeah.
With a pink pen as well, everyone, just so you know. Nice.
Now, Fuzz Club, you throw a few parties. You throw a little psych festival.
Yeah, we have a festival in Eindhoven, then the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you sort of making plans? Obviously, things are kind of on ice at the moment. But what's in the works for the future of the festival?
Well, first of all, yeah, we had to cancel this year, obviously, which sucks. But you know, when things are back to normal again, we want to put it on again. And as we talked about earlier, I hope to get the Heads back, because mm-hmm. we had them booked for this year.
Powerful, powerful band.
Oh, man.
I feel like live would be a massive jam session, basically, for that kind of band, right?
I mean, yeah. who's up there with the Heads live?
10,000 Russos. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's the same crowd as well. Mm. Yeah.
Very, very, very heady.
But do you know the Heads, you know, they have songs like Spliff Riff, you know, which just, you know.
It is what it says.
You can't compete with that. So how
come you choose the Netherlands to have the party? It seems to be there is a strong scene there. They've got Roadburn as well and, like, obviously a few. It does seem like a heavy psych scene. Like,
yeah. Well, there was... they used to have something called Eindhoven Psych Lab,
right.
And we did a stage there on the first year they had it. And you know, they're great guys. We just kept in touch. And when we decided to do a festival, it was just natural to go there.
Cause
it's really easy for us. You know, it's a great venue.
It borders a lot of countries as well.
Exactly,
you know, it's a good little nugget.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. Just fits.
What
fits
with the
well.
DAC and all.
Liberal, you know, some policy over there.
Yeah.
Good party times.
Yeah. So we just kind of come there. They take care of everything.
Mm.
So.
Man.
All right.
Should we play another song?
Yeah. So the next one is from a new album that we put out last week by the Vacant Lots called Interzone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is called Fracture. There we go.
I do too.
Professional hell, it's just talk by the hour.
That was the Vacant Lots. We were just having a candid chat about Alan Vega with our Casper. Had the opportunity to hang and didn't take it. Decided to stay with his girlfriend, who is now his wife. So look, hey, it's not all bad news, mate.
Oh, man. Let's not talk about Alan.
Fair enough.
Kind of brings us to the next song I'm going to...
Okay, great.
Which is called Life is Killing My Rock and Roll. By Iceland's finest, Singapore Sling.
Yo.
They have a new album coming, actually.
They've been around for ages.
Yeah, and he's just producing. It's like, he calls me up and like, I'm done. No way, I'm not putting out any more music. I'm done with this band. Like, it's done and dust. And then he calls me, you know, a few months after, it's like, yeah, I have a new album. And then the same procedure every year.
Such is life.
So, yeah, new album coming out, and it's, yeah. You know.
Is this off the new album, or what's
No, this is from the 2007, The Curse, The Life, The Blood.
Singapore Sling, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do it.
What a treat this has been. What's Cooking with Casper from Fuzz Club Records. Somebody's saying their grandma's from Norway. Might be related. A little Norway
probably
joke for you there. just a little Norway joke.
What's her name?
Grandma at this point. I don't know.
I feel like we're sort of we're just warming up this evening. So Casper, thank you very much for coming in. We'll have to get you up another time.
Oh, I'd love to.
You were telling us about all the Fuzz Club live sessions you've got coming up. So obviously everyone follow their nose to YouTube and check out what you've got so far, and you'll see the gist why John and I are so buzzed about it. And keep up the good work, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Anytime, bro. Anytime.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.